Hi, good evening, everybody. Welcome to Creation Lightship Healing with our Light Ambassador, Ron Amatron. Today is Monday, November 19th, 2012, and we have a fantastic show planned for you this evening. Over the next hour, we'd like to focus on what we call the healing highway, creating opportunities from obstacles, and also getting all of our new listeners and as well as our old listeners in line for having the best life that they can. Tonight we're going to talk about a lot of new and different clearings. I'm sure to many of our new listeners, this will be the first time hearing about them. And also want to talk a little bit about some healings and clearings that are available on Ron Amatron's website, which is creationlightship.com. So we are going to have callers tonight. If you'd like to call in and share your experience about a healing or a clearing that you've done, certainly is helpful for everybody to hear about your experience and how it helped you. And also to, if you're doing clearing now or if you had an experience over the weekend with the intensives, I just read on the fast chat from Cheryl, Ron, that the intensive yesterday was intense, a lot of releasing, and she was glad to get a lot of the snake energies out and off of her. So if this sounds strange to you and you're new listening, I certainly can understand that, but just hopefully stay with us. And a lot of these things in your life that have been causing you problems, we can hopefully help you out with. So, Ron, would you like to say good evening to everybody, and we can go from there?
Hi, everybody. So here we are, another day. I was listening to the intro, just that little mistake, which wasn't a big deal, but how the clearings could actually cause a obstacle, and then we switched it over. Well, that could happen to you. So I'm going to talk about this here, which may sound a little different. So let's say you have a clearing, and you don't know what roadblocks you have in front of you. And maybe right now you think you're doing perfectly fine. In fact, if you asked 10 people how they're doing, after they complained about their sore toe or maybe, you know, having to pay a bill or something like that or whatever it would be, at that point they'd say, I feel pretty good. I feel fine. Well, you get a clearing and all of a sudden you have opportunities in front of you, and the opportunity that you may want to do could put fear into you because now you have to recreate your life. So for you, that could be an obstacle. Another way of looking at it, remember, once you're free, what are you going to do? It's like that old situation, you know, with the elephants that they used to have in circuses. I don't think there's too many circuses around anymore, but they'd put the chain on the elephant's leg and it had to keep walking in circles. You take the chain off, does the same thing over again. Well, is that the way your life is? So, you know, once you get a clearing and you feel yourself free, are you ready to move on with your life to create a better space for yourself? You know, being able to be more creative, or are you going to stay in the old pattern and bring it forth again because it's still going to be there? Are you going to be able to move forward? Because the patterns you can bring forth over again if you don't want to change. It's up to you to change. Once you're free, you know, do you want to change? I would think that you would. But the main thing is that where are you in your life and how can you make your life be better? And that's what these clearings do, is to help you have a better life. And sometimes having a better life or being out of the box is very scary for some people. So, I think we got a beep. Somebody out there?
Yes, somebody out there?
Yes, hello? This is Arjan. Hello, Ron.
Hello.
What is the next issue we have, Ron?
The issue feels like something to do with the air. So there's something with air that I perceive is going on with you. Maybe it's the oxygen in the air, something to do with breathing. So that's kind of what I pick up.
Oh, there's alien oxygen codes.
Yeah, you might try that, the free clearing with the alien oxygen, see what that does.
Okay, and something else? Something else, what is more deeper?
What you might even try is, you might see if you have anything going on with you that's dealing with maybe like lung problems or something. So if you do feel like your lungs are congested or more than normal, that's why I suggested the oxygen clearing, you may want to look at maybe that body jumpstart clearing. It has a lot of different things inside of it. So I don't know how your lungs are. That's kind of what I'm picking up. There's something with the oxygen where you're living. Maybe they're putting in that nanotechnology stronger for everybody to become numbed out and to have problems. So that's kind of what I'm picking up.
Yeah, I've had a lot of problems with my lungs, but it's much better right now. And I was also very sick. I was also very sick, and I was coughing a lot of fluid in the last weeks.
Okay.
And
so, yep, so that's what I'm picking up.
Yeah, okay. So well, I will try it.
So what I'll do... Okay, what I'll do for everybody, I'll do a sample of that oxygen clearing. So this is on the website. It's a free clearing. And what it is, it's the energetic codes that are coming down into you from the aliens. A little disconcerting to talk about because we don't know what we're breathing. We have no way to analyze it. But basically, this here is what we're dealing with here is the alien oxygen. So here we go, everybody. I'm going to count to five to do some clearing. So one, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. And one, two, three, four, and five. Okay, do you feel any relief from that? Well, I guess back to you.
Maybe we lost our caller. Anyway, thank you, Arjun, for calling in. And what Ron was just doing was a sample healing of the oxygen, which you can find on his website, creationlightship.com. If you go onto the left under sample healings, you can find that clearing and run it for yourself anytime you feel like you're having maybe some issues with things in the air or energetic feelings that you want to get cleared off of you. But actually, there is a question from one of our new listeners on the Fast Chat, Kelsey, and she's asking, please tell me the best way to get a grasp of this venue of enlightenment and healing. Any bullet point articles with brief rundowns of what this is all about? And I know that there are some charts and spreadsheets and things on creationlightship.com that kind of talk about what the light is and what it isn't, which are very helpful, I think, to anybody, and talk about sort of what Ron does and what ascension is. But Ron, maybe you want to talk about how to best utilize the Creation Lightship to help you out with your life and your roadmap and where you're going.
Well, the first thing is, you know, which I always say, you know, if you go to the website, you're going to see different types of healings on it, and you may get confused. Because you might think, gee, you know, I have this problem and that problem, and there's a clearing for it, which is nice. But the first thing to do is your emotional whole lifetime clearing. So that's needed. That's where you start at. And then from there, you see where you are, reevaluate your life maybe after a couple of weeks. And that gets rid of so much of your stuff. Now, this is what Jesus did 2,000 years ago. took away the emotions from people that was contaminating the body, causing illnesses and problems. So that's the first thing, and get that off of you, and then see where you are. I would recommend after that, a lot of people have maybe, you know, your mental body is very important too, so do that one. But people on the emotional level, after the emotional clearing, a subcategory could be anger, could be fear, could be anxiety. So do you have any of those? Maybe you listen to me right now, you go, yeah, I don't have any of those. Well, then you don't probably need that clearing. But maybe you have something where you're dealing with a situation in your life, and there might be a clearing with it. Maybe you have a clearing that might be betrayal. So I think we have a clearing for that, for the whole lifetime clearing. And if you don't know where you are and you go, wow, you know, I have this clearing, but I think I have some stuff and I'm kind of curious. And what you could do is we have like the samples up, which is like a Band-Aid, but it's the self-empowerment clearing. So that clearing takes away your current issues. Remember, you have millions of them, and this just takes away the stuff around you right now that you're dealing with to get yourself jump-started back into life. And that's kind of why that clearing is put up. And it's $50 for 6 weeks, so go in and run that and just see how you feel. You know, make a little chart and say, okay, I'm going to do this clearing here. Start off at number one and go to number 39 or 38, I think. 39, you can put your own issue in if you have one that's not listed. And then see how you feel and just say, you know, write down, yeah, this clearing helped me so much. And if you get one that really helps you out a lot, then that probably means that you're living in that energetic body and you're dealing with the issues there, so you probably want to get that cleaned out of you. Most people, they don't know where they are. They always say they feel fine, and they're fine in their misery, but they don't know what it's like to get that chain off of their ankle, you know, because they're still walking in circles and being dazed out. So you want to definitely become creative with your spirit. Another way your spirit can help you is when you clean out your body anyway, because it can't come into densities. So that's why we have clearings, to help out your spirit. If you have a spirit, then you can be wherever you want to be and enjoy life here with all the traumas and stuff. But everybody has spirits in it who are listening, I hope, and your spirit needs to come into your body, because it can't come into your body when you have darkness in it. It doesn't know it, doesn't resonate to it, and it's already blocked. So that's why people die, because they have the energetic blockages held inside of them. And they may say they feel fine on their last day of living. So the whole thing is to get this stuff cleared out of you. And that's why we have all the clearing. So first thing to do is your whole lifetime emotional, then probably the mental, and then see kind of maybe what you might need. People do have a lot of fear, fear of the unknown, fear of the future. And that might be a good one to do, because right away when you're freed up from the emotions of different things, then the fear might come in, because now you have to experience life. And maybe you like having that chain around your ankle, and now you realize that it's no longer there. That might put you in a lot of fear. So do that clearing next, so you can become, you know, more of who you are, and to get more spirit energy with you. Remember, your spirit lives in the now, doesn't have any fear. So anything that you're dealing with in this lifetime is because of the densities of blockages that are stored inside of you from your ancestors, and then you got them triggered in this lifetime, and this is what you're dealing with. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, thank you, Ron. And it is really important to remember, if you're just starting out, the whole lifetime emotional clearing is really the first clearing, and it's kind of the first step toward doing more of the healings and clearings. And it is on creationlightship.com. If you go over to the left side of the webpage again and look under recommended healing, you will see it there. And that's kind of where you need to begin. From there, I think a couple of the specific current lifetime clearings Ron mentioned are $5 a year per times your age. So, you know, if you're 10, it would be 10 times 5. and you probably wouldn't have a lot of these problems if you're 10. But, you know, if you do your whole lifetime emotional clearing and you're still having problems, there's a whole list of current lifetime clearings that you can then go back in and focus on. And a lot of them have to do with anger body, anxiety, infection body, pain. If you have maybe a lot of physical problems, those would be good sort of areas to focus on. And also the self-empowerment clearing that Ron mentioned is kind of a great way to get a jump start on your life and sort of clear out all your issues temporarily. And that one is only $50 for 42 days, 6 weeks of clearing. So that's a really good one. And then after that, I was thinking maybe it would be a good idea to follow that one up with the psychic billboard clearing, Ron, which is, that one's only $20 a month. And that one, I think, could be really helpful for people if they're trying to move forward and they're blocked sort of after they've done all of the whole lifetime emotional and the self-empowerment, maybe the $50 self-empowerment clearing. That would be a good way to sort of go into that one, would be to do your psychic billboard, which is $20 a month. So maybe you just want to talk a little bit briefly about that one for our new listeners and see if any questions come up on the fast chat. And I did have a few questions, which I'm going to read. So maybe we could just talk about the psychic billboard one first, if that's okay, Ron.
Sure, yeah. The psychic billboard is what people are seeing in you or how they're reading you psychically, how they feel, your vibration, all different ways to state that. But basically, you're drawing stuff into your life. Remember, you live on a planet of cause and effect. And your thoughts create your reality. Remember, this is all darkness energy. And along with that, you know, as your thoughts are creating your reality, what are you thinking? You may not know what you're thinking each day. And what's been put on, what are you dealing with right now in your life that's happened maybe a few months ago? So a good thing to do is just to clean that off to have a fresh start. But you need to know where you are. And just by cleaning it off, without having any clearings, I would really recommend doing that. At least do this, you know, the self-empowerment one. You need to know where you are, and you don't want to manifest something in your life by changing something that you may not understand what you're actually doing. So you need to get yourself cleaned up first. Otherwise, it may not work effectively for you. So remember, that's why the whole lifetime emotional clearing is so beneficial, because you start life over. It's like a new lease on life, and your situation within your life is released, and it should become more peaceful. So what happens is each time you have a clearing, your spirit energy comes more into you, integrates more with your body, and since your spirit is peaceful, you become more peaceful. And so as you start doing more energetic work on yourself through the website, then automatically you start feeling better and you become more peaceful. And peace could be, you know, interpreted differently for different people. You know, you might find somebody who's really stressed out. Maybe you are stressed out. You have that clearing and you feel better. And then, you know, you may want to get the unlimited. If you don't live in a cave or something, you know, and you don't deal with a lot of people, if you don't see a lot of people in your life, then you probably would not need the unlimited. But if you go out, you know, and see people, then they're going to be giving you their stuff. Just by communicating with you, or if you watch TV a lot, or hear or read papers. So the whole thing is, you get reinfected over again, maybe not to the same degree, but you will be infected, and you want to get the stuff off of you so you can be back in to that peaceful setting. So psychic billboard is what you want to change. You find out where you are in your life. If you don't know, ask your friends, and that's what you enter in there, where you are, and then you put down how you want to change that, or what you want to be next, okay? And then from there, you check it every couple of days and see how people are interacting with you, because, you know, that billboard will change and re-navigate you into the way you want to be. Just by going in there cold turkey, trying to use it, all your issues will come up to block you, typically, from getting what you're putting down because you're not cleaned out enough. And that's the, you know, what happened. So you want to definitely go in and at least have some clearings done so that you're able to understand what you're doing and to get rid of the blockages that people are reading from you. So that's why you want to do clearings before you do that one. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, so yeah, psychic billboards are very powerful clearing and could probably be a very powerful tool on your path towards your own healing highway. We did have a question from Janice a while back, and she was asking, will the CLS healings work on a clone? So, Ron, I don't know if you want to talk a little bit about clones for anybody who's not familiar with them and how they work.
Okay. Sure. Yeah, there's three types of clones. The first clone is one that is like most people on the planet where they change every 10 minutes. So that's the clone bodies that these unwanted universal travelers are doing as they keep bringing you in and out of your body and replace you with something else. So that's most people. The true clone is just a person that is a robotic energy. They look human, but they are not controlled or live in the same realm that you do. And that's what's going to be probably happening here, you know, after 2012. I know they're doing it now. So you're going to start seeing people that typically won't react too much because they normally don't have an emotional body in them. So that's what you got to look at is they're going to just be passive people, which may not be too bad if you look at it realistically, but they're not going to be able to be creative, and they have to get a different program in them to be creative so that they may have to be able to learn how to live here. And then their database will start to get enhanced as they live each day. As they get more artificial intelligence coming into their computer system, we'll say, into their hard drive and into their programs. And then from there, they, you know, are going to be controlled through robotics anyway by the aliens that created them. So at some point, I imagine after they go through the peaceful state, then they'll have more control than what you would have. So they won't be able to think. They'll just respond and act. And that could be very, very scary. So I'll be putting some clearings up, I think, figuring out how to work with the clones of what to do to help them. And see if we can maybe get a spirit into them, into the body, and into them also. So that's kind of a little ways down the pike, we'll say. And the whole thing is, you know, what do you do if you're married to a clone, or you have a clone as a boyfriend or girlfriend or something, or your boss is a clone? Maybe they were cloned out before, off and on, off and on, off and on, and now they're completely changed. How are you going to relate to them? Are they going to envy you because you have spirit energy? You know, what's going to happen? So, you know, it's all up in the air of what to do. I know the clones now that are with people that get switched out every 10 minutes. What happens to them when they're gone? I think it's very sad. You know, I can think of many things they could be doing with them. None of them look too good to me. So, you know, that's why we try to do clearings on them to... You know, that's why I do the Wednesday calls or Thursday calls to get rid of the clone replicas. That I'll be doing this week, too. So we'll be doing the calls continuing on Thursday, even though it is Thanksgiving. That'd be a great present. Be thankful for it to become real.
Yeah.
But, you know, what more could you ask for? So back to you, Elizabeth.
That's such a great point, Ron. And, you know, if you're looking to get anybody Thanksgiving or, you know, holiday presents, it might be a good idea to get them some clearings and healings because they can certainly affect your life. And I know if you've done your whole lifetime emotional clearing and everybody else hasn't, you can kind of feel like, whoa, like, what's wrong with everybody? And they can keep giving you their stuff. So I think, you know, if anybody's looking for gift ideas and you have some people in your life that are maybe, you know, causing you some problems, it might be a good idea to purchase some clearings for them and see how that works. Maybe get them a whole lifetime emotional clearing as a, you know, a holiday gift. Janice is saying she felt like she was 18 all over again after doing the whole life emotional clearing. And Jennifer was saying also, Ron, that she loves the psychic billboard and it's a great tool. So thank you guys for your comments. And I also have a question from Sue, who was asking, how many 2012 barcodes can be removed at one time? Is it possible to set the timer for 600 minutes since I have to do the clearings overnight?
Yes.
I think that way.
But you may have to go into some buttons to change them, I think. But, yeah, you could do that. And if you do have a clearing up and you know that you can't change the button, then you know, just put it on for the whole evening or night for a spirit infusion. That'll help you a lot, too. So all those clarings are very useful. The main thing is to use them. You know, get in there and become proactive with your life so that you can get a better life. That's the whole process here. And by all means, if you have an animal or, you know, pet, dog or cat or something, goldfish or whatever, they may have trauma. So to do an emotional clearing on them if you want. Figure out what their age is and do the clearing. And also young children. People don't think of children. They think of, you know, more of the adults that they are. And, you know, clear your child. Just think of the trauma that they could have just from having a birth coming in here. And the emotions of maybe that you passed on to them when they were still a fetus. So do that emotional clearing on your children. It'll change them, and they won't be as reactive, and may not get into trouble at school and everything else. So, you know, you want them to be peaceful. Remember, you gave them your stuff, so your stuff that you know about is in them too. And what is it going to go off on them? So and get activated. So if you get it right now, more than likely they won't be going down that path looking for and creating the situations that you're dealing with because you gave it to them. So that's why you want to do clearings on people, especially if you don't like them. If somebody who you don't like, do that clearing on them. You know, I had one person who said that, and they said, you know, they had a bad wife, you know, divorced wife, and they didn't want to do a clearing at all. They go, I wouldn't do anything for her. You know? I said, well, clear it, you know, and they go, oh, no, I don't want to waste the money. Oh, no, you know. And so they said, well, if you think I should do it, I'll do it. But I'm really reluctant. And they did it, and they go, wow, it's really changed her life. And, you know, the sour grapes and everything between her and him went away. And especially, you know, if that's happening to you, you have a divorce, and maybe you don't see the person any longer. But if you have somebody who has a child and maybe you're doing, you know, paying money each month for the child and everything else, or you have visitation rights, which probably was what you have, boy, do that emotional clearing so that at least you can get some common ground between the two of you, and maybe even the three of you. Maybe the child is suffering more than you two are. Remember, the child's probably feeling abandoned. So you may want to do an abandonment clearing on the child because that all this stuff takes place. And it'll change their life. If you don't do it, just think what they're going to be like and how bitter they are. Maybe they may not like to even date anybody because they'll see your loving parents getting a divorce. They may not even want to go out and meet the opposite sex or something. Or it might push them into having the same-sex relationships. So, you know, it's just the way that you need to look at how to bring yourself and them into balance. That's the whole process, is to make yourself having a better life. And by all means, do it for your children and do it for the person that you despise the most, because it could change their life toward you. And that's the way it works. And for absentee, it could take, you know, typically 3 days is what I talk about. If the person is really thick and they have a lot of baggage, then it could take maybe, you know, we'll talk about a person that's dealing with 1,000 pounds of weight on them. It could take 2 weeks. But normally it's about 3 days, and just watch their change. And that's the way the healings work. They're very, very effective. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, that's such a great idea, Ron. And also, I would think that if you were clearing kids, they probably wouldn't be as dense as adults because they haven't gone through so much in their lives. You know, if they're younger, would that be a correct assumption?
Yeah.
Are they generally easier to clear?
Yeah, they'd be easier, but it makes no difference on the complexity of the clearing. It's just that you want to get the stuff off of them. They'll help us baggage, and then they may be better. You know, what if you have a child that hits people all the time? Well, there's probably something, maybe frustration. Typically, it'd be anger, but it may not be anger itself, but do the emotional clearing and just see if they tend to have a better life, you know. It was interesting. The other day, we were in a location where they had some child that was just screaming for quite a while. I said, what's that doing to everybody around them? You know, it's where they have a clearing for the screaming child, and this child is just behaving because they want to behave that way. And, you know, what's pushing their buttons to do that? If they were to do a clearing, then maybe the child would become peaceful. So right, away, the parents are being ruled and run by their child, and they may be out of control completely. So, you know, that's one indication. You know, what's that one person doing to affect everybody else around them? But just be a simple clearing, and it might clean them out, get them to feel better. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, that's so true, Ron, especially when, you know, you're in, like, the supermarket or you're in a department store and there's just a child there having a tantrum or screaming the whole time. It just totally raises everybody else's sort of anxiety so much. And also, can you imagine, you know, if you were a kid and you had done your clearing, or if you have children and you are giving them the tools to have a more peaceful and spirit-centered life? I mean, can you imagine how different your life could turn out if you were at peace and your spirit was more in your body? I could imagine it would definitely have a positive impact on, you know, where your healing highway would take you. I mean, it sounds like a great idea to me. Just saying. So we did have a couple more comments on the fast chat. A lot of people were saying that, you know, they don't want to get caught up in the alien setups anymore. That's what Janice was saying. And Kevin was saying this is a great way to spend Thanksgiving and have a real life, which is definitely true. And LD was saying most people took the wrong off-ramp and left their spirit at the curb, which, unfortunately, I think that happens to a lot of people, maybe without them even knowing it.
And maybe you got people that are like to be a backseat driver, and then you got the driver who keeps looking behind them.
Yeah.
You know,
well,
that's, you know, that's the whole thing. You know, you have to navigate. You know?
Or you're like texting while driving.
Yeah.
But what I was going to say was, it's so funny because if you think of it, you are kind of driving your car, and say your windshield gets all fogged up and it's dark and you can't see and where are you going, and you know it's raining and you're just like, what the heck am I supposed to do? Well, if you do your whole lifetime emotional clearing, it's kind of like turning on the windshield wipers in your car, and then maybe the self-empowerment, you're kind of like defrosting or defogging or whatever it is you need to do. And then as you get those things done, you start to clear out your issues. You're like, well, you know, maybe I need to tune up here or there. And I think your whole vision about your life will become clearer. And what I think is so great about the healing that Ron does is that it's all heart-centered healing. So there's no mind energy, which is darkness energy, to interfere with, you know, getting in the way of yourself. It's just immediate healing, and the light works in the now. So there's no, you know, text that you have to follow or things that you have to read or spiritual teachings that you have to live by. It just really is about using your spirit to empower yourself to have a better life. And it's all done in the now. So it really is a powerful tool. I think it was Jennifer who earlier commented on the fact that she thought this psychic billboard was a great tool. And that's another great way of thinking about it. You know, are you going to have a toolkit in your car for when it breaks down? You know, what are you going to do in order to use the things that you maybe don't have? Well, maybe you want to go out and get them and, you know, have a little survival kit ready. So when you do have a breakdown, you can say, oh, I should do this, this, and this. And that's why we're kind of encouraging people to map it out and create your own roadmap to healing. So, you know, when something does hit you, you're not just like sitting there waiting for the tow truck, which unfortunately that happens in our lives. So, you know, the better prepared you are, I think that's a great way to think about it, to do some proactive things. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, let's think of people that have just an issue. Maybe you do have an actual physical car issue, or maybe you have an issue maybe communicating or something. So let's just do a clearing on your issue, and we'll see if it helps you. So here we go. And this will sort of be the one situation that you're dealing with, because you have to bring it up, look at it, and we'll just clear that one page in your book of whatever that's going to be. So here we go. Think of that one issue. I'll count to five to release it. One, two, three, four, and five. Okay, now look at it now, and it should be much less. You have some breathing space now, so you can maybe choose over again and walk away, Renee, you know. So I'll do another clearing here. I'll do another one of that oxygen. We did that earlier, so we'll see if you can feel better. Now, this is a free clearing on the website for alien oxygen, which is putting in codes into you, kind of like the nano clearing, but it's a little different. But the nano one is a great clearing to do. So here we go. Take a deep breath, inhale, exhale, and we'll just see if we can get rid of some of that gunk that the aliens are giving you. So here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, oh boy, two, three, four, and five. And you should feel a little better. And what I'm going to do is a clearing for people that are in their heads a lot. Maybe you're hearing this program and you are trying to analyze it too much. How does it work, you know, and everything else. Maybe you read part of the website and maybe for some reason you got confused because your beliefs that you have, the website is probably, you know, completely contradictory to what you've learned. So all of a sudden you're wondering, gee, you know, what's going on here? Everybody else believes one way and this thing says something else. You know, I like being a sheeple. So here we go. Let's release the energy now, whatever you want to do there. So one, two, three, four, and five. And again, pretty heavy. One, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. And what we'll do now is another clearing. I'll take off the energies. This is also a free clearing that has the energies on top of your head, like little antennas, we'll call it. And the aliens transmit from you from the beyond somewhere. It could be as, you know, as close as maybe 5,000 feet above your head with the ship clouds, maybe up to maybe 25,000. But through there, look for the flat bottom clouds, and they probably have you pegged. And here we go. To take away those little receptors on your head, little antennas that are allowing them to connect to you to change your consciousness, to change your thinking. Remember, they can put in robotic programs into you. Those are already in place in your DNA. And it depends if they're activated or not. So here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. And one, two, three, four, and five. Okay, so back to you, Elizabeth.
Wow, that's great. Thank you. Really feeling that the last one. Wanted to read a little something from creationlightship.com, and I think my fast chat just stopped working, so if I don't get your question, I apologize. I'm going to refresh it in a second. But it says, after the clearing, we're talking about the nano clearing, which is the entire name of that is the 2012 Global Cellular Nano Detox Clearing. And that one is only $25. It is a bargain. I've heard from a couple callers that this one has really helped them. And on the website, it says, after the clearing has ended, people report less mental fog, a sense of burdens lifted, and feeling lighter. So that one is really great to do. And I've heard from a number of people on past shows that it's really made a difference in terms of how they feel afterwards. 2012 is kind of this key year when, like, I'm just going to read from Christian Lightship again here because it's so well written. It promises to be the climax of agendas that have been planned for a long time by off-planet races who do not have the best intentions for mankind. Part of these plans included air pollution, toxins that have been deliberately put into our atmosphere. So this one is a really great one. I know a lot of people have said that they've been experiencing brain fog, or, you know, one of our callers earlier this evening said, you know, he was having issues with oxygen or air. So in addition to doing the sample, Oxygen, which are on creationrelationship.com under the sample healings. You could also do this one. It's not on the recommended, but if you look right above that, there is this little search box, and if you just type in nano and hit go, it will come up. So that's a really important one to do. Especially this year, I would recommend maybe getting yourself a little early holiday present and trying that one out. Definitely one of the great bargains on the site. I also wanted to take the moment to mention the December intensives, which are coming up on about, you know, all of the healing that people could get for the month of December. And Ron is again offering a December special. It includes the 4-hour December 15th Saturday Ascension preparation call. And that also includes water charging for the whole week, 7 bottles of water, and a physical rejuvenation intensive, which is 3 8-hour calls on Sundays, December 16th, 23rd, and 30th. It's approximately 40 hours of healing. So it's a great, great deal. It only works out to about $6.52 per hour, and it includes the weekly specials. So that's a great one. If you've done your whole lifetime emotional clearing and you're looking to sort of, you know, maybe get through the holidays or a difficult time for you and you want to remain peaceful, great package to get. And thank you, Ron, for offering us that. It's very wonderful. I've been on it this month myself, and it's really made a difference, especially yesterday. And if we had anybody on the fast chat or out there listening who was on the healing call yesterday and you want to call in and share your experience, that would be great. It looks like my fast chat's working again. So let me go and see if there's any questions here. Alice is asking, did Hurricane Sandy spread some of these toxins?
What's that again?
So did Hurricane Sandy spread some of these toxins?
I don't know. I can't say one way or the other on that one this second. But what we could do is get to see if that's affecting you. So let's zero in on the nano clearing. And
that would be great.
Okay, so we're going to look at the nano clearing and have that clear the energy of Sandy that you're breathing, okay? So that's how the nano clearing works. So I'm going to count to 20 to release the energy from you. And if you feel something, then you know that that's probably affecting you. And the nano clearing might be the best way to clear that, I think. So here we go. One, and just take a note how you're feeling, how your body's responding. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9 and 10, and we'll continue on here. 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, and 20. So for myself, I'm feeling energies in my teeth. So I'll do that one again for everybody. You might just see where it's affecting you. And here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, and 20. And again, just see how your body is responding to this here. So the nano clearing is designed to help eliminate what's coming into you that's causing an activation in your DNA from a long distance past of your genetic strain, and that's how it gets activated because you already have it with you. It just needs to get unlocked by the air that you're breathing or the energy that's around you, and when that happens, then you're not being remote-controlled robotically by something else, and that may not be a positive thing. So we'll do another sample here for everybody. I'm going to do one for eyes. We had a lot of eye clearing yesterday, getting rid of critters out of eyes. That was our Sunday 8-hour call. So I'll just if you were on the call, this would be like polishing the rock a little bit, you know. If you weren't on it, you may feel your eyesight changing. So here we go. One, you're probably going to feel it like less fatigue. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, you can just see how you're feeling. And naturally, since you're coming up to Thanksgiving now, which is that special day where typically you get together with relatives and they bring forth the past of all the stuff that's happened to them in their life with you or other people at the table when you're eating. You know, think of that person that you know is going to get your, you know, push your buttons and do that emotional clearing on them, do the whole lifetime one. And maybe people will be more at peace when you're eating. So that's the whole thing. And if you have some children coming, maybe you're dreading having the children there because they'll be screaming at each other and throwing food at the table and disrupt your whole thing. Well, do the clearing for them. You know, remember, it's up to you to help empower people, too. You know, a child's not going to know what they're doing because the robotic programs are taking over. So do that emotional clearing so they can have some peace. And the parents are probably numbed out because they don't know what else to do so they can tolerate it. And, you know, they just think that that's normal for all kids to do things that are mischievous. So, you know, if you see something, then release it. You know, get that clearing for your relatives. That'd be the greatest thing you've ever done for them in your life. So, back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, and in turn, it will make your life better because another thing that I found with doing clearings, too, is that you do see things more clearly. You see people differently. You see situations in your life differently. You're able to be more at peace with things, and you may see things about people that you didn't really see before or perceive things differently, which is actually like what Ron was saying. It's a great way to help out other people in your life and in turn make yourself feel more empowered by empowering those around you. Because, you know, unless you go off and live in a cave somewhere, you're going to be interacting with people. You're going to be interacting with human beings for probably the rest of your life. So it really is important to help them to feel more peaceful and self-empowered, too, because that can only in turn make your life better. So I don't really see any more questions on the fast chat. There were a couple of comments. Actually, someone was asking about the gray skies clearing and what it was, and other people were saying that the gray skies helped them. So maybe you want to, since we had that question about Sandy, maybe the gray skies. I know right up to before that hit, I was running that pretty much 24/7, and I really think it helped. So maybe you want to talk about that one. That's another one of the free healings, which is on creationlightship.com, the gray skies clearing.
Yeah, so the gray sky clearing, I've had so many comments on that from people talking to me physically or emails. Whenever they have clouds coming in or maybe a bad storm, they'll put the clearing up, and all of a sudden they get some sunlight coming their way, and it does clean out the gray skies that are above their heads. Some people have actually mentioned that their whole neighborhood is gray skies, and they put the clearing on, and within a few hours, even less than that, I didn't work as quick as 15 minutes. But maybe after a couple of hours, you know, the people around them are saying, gee, what? How come you got this sun shining down on your house and everywhere else is cloudy? And you know, what does gray skies do to you? Makes you feel grumpy probably and maybe sad, depressed. So that's what they're trying to do to you. So put that clearing on it. It could help out, especially if you have something going on with poor weather or bad weather. It'll get rid of the alien energies because that clearing will work where you are. It'll connect to you, in a sense, where your computer is, and do that. And I have people that actually, you know, they have laptops. So once you start the clearing, and you can increase the timer on it. You could take the laptop right with you in your car, you know, plug it in if you have an inverter or, you know, a power source to do so. Leave it on the seat next to you, and it'll clear your way right where you're going. And it's incredible once you try that. It's something that, oh, what I will say is that these clearings, doesn't matter if you have faith or not, okay? It's not the energy of what you think mentally. It works automatically. It's source energy working, and it just needs to come through. And you're, you know, commanding the energy to come through. That's how the clearings work. When you go on there, for any clearing, when you start doing that, that's actually a command. And the command will come through, and the light chip will bring source forth the energy through me to you, through your computer. And from there, it can help you out. So the whole thing is one way to get self-empowered. But I have heard a lot of interesting comments from people on the Gray Sky Clearing. The Gray Sky Clearing actually was the, using the word lightly here, kind of the underground energy that I was using on, in a sense, back then it was probably top secret in a sense, maybe even above that, but that's what we called what I was doing to the underground was, you know, the Gray Sky Clearings doing, fighting the aliens. And they were up in the cloud. So we started working with that. And the more interesting thing is each time I was doing it, when I would do the BBS radio programs, my room would get filled up full of remote viewers coming in. And all countries have these. So I had probably, I would say, 100 remote viewers right in my room watching, looking, trying to figure out what the heck I'm doing, because what I'm doing is more like, from their interpretation, is I'm bringing in energies, and all they're used to is alien energies. So they think that it's some kind of aliens coming in here, and they're like, what the heck's going on? And then some of the countries with remote viewers knew that something was going on in the underground. They didn't know what that was going on either. They had their little bit of intel coming through, not knowing what's happening, and they knew that it came from me, so they had to figure out what's going on, and they're trying to figure out what's going on with their country and also the underground. So one night, I thought, I'll just present, I'll just tell them what the thing is. As soon as I mentioned gray skies, they got their information instantly, and then their militaries could go in and say, hey, yeah, this is what's going on in the underground here. We know something's happening. We got people kind of sensing something. We don't know where to put our finger to figure out what's going on. And once that happened, they all left. So it's quite interesting to sense and feel that because it was such a strong energy coming in. But the Gray Sky Clearing is wonderful. Put it on, and you may start to see the sky changing because the alien ships will not be above your house. They'll come in through the gray skies to camouflage or to block you from seeing the ships. So if you just kind of see that as like maybe a having the drapes closed or something on a window, and what's behind that window? Well, that's the alien ship. So they put up that camouflage of the gray sky so you can't see them. And naturally, you can't see through the gray skies anyway. What's out there? And what's really out there? Okay? So back to you, Elizabeth. And I think our time is probably getting close to the end here. So I guess we could probably close the show. So, you know, by all means, if you want to help out your family members, do that emotional clearing, do the whole lifetime for them, especially their children. Maybe the parents are going off having troubles because they have a child who's 6 years of age and is very unruly. And they're going to bring all that stuff to your feast that you're having, your Thanksgiving dinner. And maybe you may not think it's so, you know, you're not really thankful for going there because you know it's going to push all your buttons. It might be the opposite for you, but you have to go because of peer pressure. So if you have any kids coming and they know that they've been disruptive, and, you know, you may want to do the clearing for them so their parents can have some relief along with you. So I'll just say thank you, everybody. And tomorrow we have our courting call, 5:30 Pacific Standard Time. May not be standard now, I guess, so Pacific Time. And get on that call and get some energetic cords taken off of you that people have put on you throughout your lifetime. We just pick different body locations. These calls are $20. So blessings, everybody. Thank you, Elizabeth. And we'll see you later.